Hey, what's going on, you guys? This is your host, David Ramos, with another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much. And honestly, you guys, it has been quite a bit since I've talked about joy this much. We are on two consecutive days of me just talking about joy and really what it is. And honestly, I want you guys to understand that you cannot feel or think without joy. I know I previously said and mentioned that it's not just a feeling or a thought, but really this joy is the cornerstone of all feelings and thoughts. Now watch me here. A lot of us, when we don't feel nothing or we don't, you know, we spend our time in our head or something like that, we're not really into action. So what do we know, right? And let me challenge you this. Get loose. Don't be afraid to be scared, right? Let me ask you this. How many situations you went through in life and you ask yourself, what if? What if I was a little bit more bold? What if I was a little bit more courageous? What if I actually did that thing I said I was going to do? What if I didn't get distracted to left or to right? All these what ifs. Let me tell you, God has a plan for your life. He has a future for you. I'm telling you right now, bro. Like, sometimes I think in my head and I'm like, man, oh man, oh man. Yo, David, like, let me tell you y'all a story, actually. It just came to me, right? I've realized that this quarantine has made me a lot more contemplative than I've been before. And the most joy I've ever felt in this quarantine. Let me extinguish joy from pleasure, and I'm going to get to that real quick. I might get to that actually tomorrow, so subscribe. But joy, I was at Walgreens, right? What was I doing at Walgreens? I buy some shampoo and conditioner, you know what I'm saying? I buy horse shampoo and conditioner, blah, blah, blah. And getting some milk for my fam. So what else people do at Walgreens? So I was out there, right? And in front of me was this guy, right? And this short guy, he looked like 14 years old, curly hair, Latino, Del Rico, Del Rican, whatever you want to call him. And he looked young, right? But I saw something new. Most times I see these young kids in the city, a lot of times I'm just going to think that, hey, maybe they're, you know, I think they're kind of like goons or just thugs or just people trying to be hard for everybody. People trying to flex, you know what I'm saying? But I saw this kid and I kind of looked up and down for a second. I had my demeanor changed as soon as I saw he had flowers. And I was like, whoa, this guy got flowers. And suddenly I had this dire urge. I said, I gotta help this kid out. You know what I'm saying? This is a kid. That's probably his whole allowance he's given just to get that flower. Just get them flowers. He look like he doesn't even work. You know what I'm saying? But this guy is giving out the little bit he has, you know, for some flowers. And it was raining outside. And I'm glad that I waited, right? Because I wanted to pay for the flowers right then and there. But God has something bigger for me. So I stopped. I couldn't. And the moment I was about to go to his register, the lady at my register looked at me and said, come on up. And, you know, I got you, right? I see the guy. I'm like, man. I'm just staring at him. And the lady in front of me, I can tell she's like, oh, that's cute. And I said, yeah, that's right. And then we just pay for it like nothing. I'm like, man, oh, man. I want to give him some money before he leaves. And he leaves. And then this girl's taking forever to bag my stuff. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Trying to pay this bread and then get ahead and leave. I'm playing with y'all. But really, if y'all get that reference, congratulations. But really, I just had to go. And, you know, he goes the direction away from my house. I'm like, man. All right. You know, David, forget it. And so I go through that way. I'm like, I look to the left and I'm like, oh, they on a stop sign. Maybe I'm going to put my emergency lights. He's walking in the rain of flowers. I pull up next to him. I'm like, yo, 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 yo. And I'm like, bro, I didn't even look how much money. I was like, yo, I can't give him a one. I'm going to give him a 20. Here's a 20, bro. Yeah. He's like, oh, man, I really like, you know, I didn't even really expect nothing. You know what I'm saying? Listen. Like, what? I asked him, who are you giving those flowers for? And he said, I don't know, I'm giving them for a girl. She's been working really hard this week, and I just want to give her a little bit, show her that I appreciate her. I said, you know, this youngin, he doesn't even know the taste of hell he's going to get. He doesn't. He doesn't. I can't give him a hug. I'm in my car. There's a lot of things that I can't, you know, because obviously I'm a guy and, you know, showing this type of love obviously triggers pedophilia from the culture X, Y, and Z. So I'm just going to be like, okay, I'm going to give you a 20. I'm going to give him a 20. And I kept driving. I said, bro, what you're doing is a good thing. No, I'm being for real. Like, I told him, like, genuinely nice. Don't lose that. You have compassion for others. Do not lose that. Here, just take it. Just take it. Don't. Just take it. You know what I'm saying? Because I wanted him to know. Actually, forget what I want him to know. I want y'all to know how I felt. How I felt at that time. I feel like how I'm feeling right now, which is absolute joy. I didn't care about the distractions, the cars behind me, even though after it, I didn't even really see any. This reminds me of other stories that I hear that God does a miraculous thing. It's the miraculous, which is it's a miracle, but the miracle happens in the heart first, in the mind. Where we make an instant and sharp connection with what's going on in the divine. Oh, that rhymed. With what's going on in the divine. You know what I'm saying? Where we make a connection with what's going on in heaven right now. With our heart and our mental and our mind state on earth. You know what I'm saying? Our body on earth. And we transcend all of that to do an act of kindness in the midst of a pandemic. In the midst of social unrest. Man, love. It's powerful. And I felt so much joy and so much pleasure. I just had to tell people. I told two of my closest friends. And I just was like, yo, I'm beaming right now. I tell them what happened. I'm telling you guys. It was really unlike anything I've ever felt. Like, in a long time. And that's because I allowed myself to rest in nothing else but God's good joy. Listen, you guys. There's nothing else you get from this. He could have rejected me. He could have said no. But I had to be all in. I had to be like, listen, I had to be in what God had me to be in. And I had to trust that he would allow that other person to meet me in the middle. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's important for us today. You know, that might not always happen the way you see it. But in God's eyes, it always happens the way he wants it to be it. You know? That's something for us to be rooted on, honestly, today. That understand that having that type of joy to where you're clear-sighted, mindful, and all these things in your heart is all aligned to what God has us to do. It could be giving something an act of kindness, or it could be something not so great, which is enduring pain, being patient with people who sometimes don't deserve it. Man. Telling you guys today, just let go of all the pain, the hurt, the rejection, the failure. Honestly, the other day I had to let go of just a stint in my life to where I just felt like a womanizer. You know, there was one thing I wanted, X, Y, and Z. And with one person, and it was just bad. And it just, I thought about it every time. I said, dang, David, you went to a really, really dark place. And I had to tell myself that God is greater. And God had to tell me that, man, oh, man, listen, that's not who you are. You, when you make a connection with the divine and with heaven, who you were doesn't even matter. Subscribe for more episodes, you guys. Another one coming at y'all 7 a.m. Share this with a friend. Post this on Twitter or Facebook. I really do appreciate and love you guys so much. We got so many new stuff going on. Yo, we are growing. I love you guys. Take care and have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks to you for listening to another episode of That Rabbit Talks Too Much.